or forgotten, then those shots can be performed on this tithi. That's why Amavasya Shraddh is also known as Sarva Pitra Moksha Amavasya. Also, Mahalaya Shraddh for those who died on Purnima Tithi is also done on Amavasya Shraddh Tithi and not on Bhadrapada Purnima. Although Bhadrapada Purnima Shraddh falls one day before Pitru Paksha, but it is not part of Pitru Paksha. Usually Pitru Paksha starts on the next day of Bhadrapada Purnima Shraddh. Amavasya Shraddh is also known as Amavasya Shraddh. In West Bengal, Mahalaya Amavasya marks the beginning of Navratri festival. It is believed that Goddess Durga was descended on the earth on this day. Pitru Paksha Shraddh are Parvan Shraddh, and auspicious time to perform them is either Kutub Muhurat and Rohina, etc. Muhurat after that is still Aparanha Kal gets over. Tarpan is done at the end of the Shraddh. So that is about the Mahashraddh, which is there tomorrow, on Monday. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. You can also listen to us on internet at sanatanhinducenter.org and by clicking on the listen live button. Our studio number is 832-704-9273. And now it's time for community calendar, the things which is going on around Houston.
Durgabari Temple. Durgabari Temple is open from 9 to 11 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sandhya Aarti at 6:30 p.m. Temple closes at 7 p.m. Sunday special from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Puja services. Priest Bhismapada Goswami, 281-597-8100. Temple is located at 13944 Silla Road off of Highway 6 between Baylor and West Park. Call Ganesh Mandal at 713-797-9057 or 832-423-8541.
Kusum Sharma's Sri Nataraj School of Dance, in association with Kalakriti Performing Arts, going to present Ram Lila 2015. It is going to be on October 18th, starting at 3:30 p.m. Ram Lila from 4 to 6 p.m. It's going to be at VPSS Haveli, located at 11715 Belford Village Drive in Houston, Texas. For further information, contact Vipin Sharma at 832-202-9877 or visit their website at www.ramlilahouston.org.
Shiv Shakti Mandir. Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harvin, open daily 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays and namkarns, engagement and other ceremonies. Call Pandit Virat Mehta 713-278-9099 or Hardik Rawal 361-243-6539 for puja or other ceremonies.
Also, Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, which is located at 6640 Harbin Drive, they're going to have Navratri starting Tuesday, the 13th October to Thursday, 22nd October. Dharas Garba will be every night from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting 13th October to 22nd October.
heritage classes, Ashirwad's heritage classes in KT, Cyprus and Sugarland for kids 4 to 18 years, meditation, yoga, slokas, stories from scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranamam, competition and fun activities. Adult meditation classes, register at www.ashirwadablessing.org or Sri Rawla 281-995-0930.
Sri Sitaram Foundation, their Ram Lila will be on October 25th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at New Stafford Civic Center, located at 10505 Cash Road. For further information, call 713-714-5680 or visit that website.
Hare Krishna Dham. Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston, at 1320 West 34th Street, zip code 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festivals, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or harekrishnadham@gmail.com. Gauri Siddhivinayak Temple, darshan from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, all major festivals as well as birthdays and Namkaran engagement and other ceremonies, call Pandit Pradeep Pandya 832-466-9868 for puja and other ceremonies at 5645 Hilco Shoot 701 Houston, Texas 77036.
And those are the announcements we have for this week.
Jaya Jagatambe. Jai Jai Jagatambe.
Navratri. It's that time of year again when goddess get ready to welcome goddess Durga for 9 days. Nav means nine, Ratri is night. So the celebration lasts for 9 nights. Navratri, which comes on October 13th, is celebrated to honor goddess Durga and her 9 forms. Celebration begins on the first day of the month of Ashwin according to the Hindu calendar. It concludes with the festival of Dussehra on the 10th day. This year the day falls on 22nd October. 9 forms of goddess Durga is said to symbolize creative energy and the feminine body. Each form of goddess has its own day dedicated to it. The West Bengal and Gujarat are particularly known to celebrate the festival in grand manner. Here are how India celebrates Navratri festival. For Bengalis, especially in the West Bengal, Durga Puja is the most important festival during which they worship Shakti. The popular belief is that during those 9 days, Ma Durga visits their maternal home after killing the evil Mahishasura. In Gujarat, the festival is marked with Dol, Garba and Dandiya. Women and men in vibrant costume perform the folk dance to celebrate those 9 days. Apart from Bengal and Gujarat, most other states also celebrate the festival. In Punjab, most people observe fast for 7 days and organize Jagrat, which is worshipping Durga, goddess Durga, throughout the night by singing bhajans, reciting aartis and dancing. On the 8th day, the fast is broken and they organize a feast for 9 young girls and give them red chunri. In Maharashtra, Navratri is seen as an auspicious time to buy new things and for new beginnings. Himachal Pradesh, unlike other states, celebrates only the 10th day. It is called Kullu Dussehra and is marked as the day when Lord Ram returned to Ayodhya after 14 years of vanvas or in exile. In Andhra Pradesh, the 9 days are celebrated to Shakti. They call it Batukamma Pandugo, which means welcome, that means come alive mother goddess. In Tamil Nadu, women from Ayyar community invites married women to their homes in the evening and give them bangles, earrings and other accessories that symbolizes their marital status. In Kerala, only last 3 days, Ashtami, Navami and Vijayadashmi are celebrated. They dedicated their worship to the goddess of knowledge and learning, Ma Saraswati. In many other places, Kanya Pujan, worshipping of the young children, girls, is done. The 10th day is celebrated as Dussehra in the country as the day when Lord Ram killed Ravana. It symbolizes the victory of good over evil.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org by selecting Radio tab and Listen Live button. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. For announcements or suggestions, our studio number is 832-704-9273. Again, that number is 832-704-9273.
I'm a रास रमवाने वेला பறை கொண்டு பைங்கமல தண்டரியல் பட்டர் பிரான் கோதை சொன்ன பைங்கமல தண்டரியல் பட்டர் பிரான் கோதை சொன்ன சங்க தமிழ் மாலை முப்பதும் தப்பாமே சங்க தமிழ் மாலை முப்பதும் தப்பாமே இங்கு பரிசூரைப்பான் ஈரிரண்டு மால்வரி தோள் செங்கண் திரு செங்கண் திருமுகத்தே செல்வ திருமாலால் செங்கண் திருமுகத்தே செல்வ திருமாலால் எங்கும் திருவருள் பெற்று இன்புருவரம்பாவ
Namaste, Namaskaram, Vanakkam, Suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org, or you can call the temple 281-489-0358. Navratri celebrations happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple on October 13th through October 22nd. There will be daily puja abhishekam for Sri Meenakshi, followed by the Navavarna puja. At 7 p.m., abhishekam for Sri Meenakshi and Suvasini puja will be held on October 16th at 6 p.m. Abhishekam, Sahasranama Archana, and also special alankaram for Utsavam Murtis, followed by Mangala Manjal Kungumam. All through the days of Navratri, we will have special alankaram for the Utsavam Murtis. Each day will be a different one, signifying the goddesses in many different ways. Durgashtami will be performed on October 20th, Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Homam and Abhishekam for Sri Durga and Saraswati Puja October 21st. The Aksharabhyasam, which is Vidya Dashami, on the day in which you start learning anything that is new. And also for children who are going to school for the first time, we do it on Vidya Dashami day to teach them the basics of worshipping God, who will be the foremost of teachers and foremost of lessons that each one of us learn. And Navavarna Puja, the sponsorship is 51. Daily Alankaram and Puja is 101. Suvasini Puja is 31. You will receive a sari along with the prasadam on that Manjal Kungumam day of the Suvasini Puja. We have Sakalingam Narayan, who is in charge of this, and you can also contact M.K. Sriram or the temple office, as I said, 281-489-0358. Let me now bring you this beautiful song, which is in praise of Lalita Bika, and here it is, Lalita Pancharatna Stotram.
Aravindam Bimbadharam Prithula Muktika Shobhinasam Akarna Dirghanayanam Manikundaladhyam Mandasmitam Ramadojvalabhaladesham Pradarbharami Lalita Bhuja Kalpavalli Ratna Anguli Yala Sadanguli Pallavadhyam Manikya Hema Valayangada Shobhamana Pundrekshu Chapakusumeshu Srinirdadhana Pradarnamami Lalita Charanaravindam Bhakteshtadana Niratam Bhavasindhu Potam Padmasanadi Suranayaka Pujaniyam Padmangusha Sudarshana Lanchanadhyam Pradastuve Parashivam Lalita Bhavani Trayam Tavedhya Vibhavam Karunanavadhyam Vishvasya Srishti Vilaya Sthiti Hedu Bhuta Vishveshwarim Nigamavang Manasati Duram प्रादुर्वदामि ललिते तव पुण्यनाम कामेश्वरीति कमलेति महेश्वरीति श्रीशाम्भवीति जगदाम् जननी परेति वाग्देवतेति वचसा त्रिपुरेश्वरीति यश्लोकपञ्चकमिदम् ललिताम्बिकाय सौभाग्यदम् सुललितम् पठति प्रभाते तस्मै ददाति ललिता झरिति प्रसन्ना विद्याम् श्रियम् विपुलसौख्यमनन्तकीर्तिम्।
That was a beautiful stotra in praise of goddess Lalitambika. She is also known as Tripura Sundari, the beautiful goddess of the three worlds. Maha Tripura Sundari is the meaning that she is sword as Sakshi, Lalita, she who plays. Leela karne wali to Lalita ho jayegi. Rajeshwari, queen of queens, supreme ruler, is one of the top 10 goddesses of the Hindu belief, collectively called the Mahavidyas or the Dasha Mahavidyas. She is the foremost and the most important of the Dasha Mahavidyas. All the other Mahavidyas conclude with Vidya, Sri Vidya, her consort at Mahakameshwara Shiva. She is the highest of goddess Adi Shakti. Parvati is the complete incarnation of Lalita Mahatripura Sundari, the primary goddess associated with the Shakta or the Tantric tradition of known as Sri Mahavidyas. The Sodashi, Tripura Sundari represented the 16-year-old girl and believed to be embodying the 16 types of desire. Shodashi also refers to the 16-syllable mantra, which consists of 15 Panchakshari mantra and plus the final seed syllable. The Shodashi Tantra refers to the Shodashi, the beauty of the three cities, Tripura Sundari. The popular saying, Sri Vidya tradition, which is one has to be verily Shiva himself, or in one birth get Sri Vidya. And since we are all not Shiva, we has to take last birth when we get it. It is probably our realization one can worship Lalita only if she wishes us to do so. Tripura means the three cities, as I mentioned, beautiful specifically of the being a beautiful female goddess. And Shiva is one of the trinity of the Hindu pantheons in charge of destruction. He married Sati, the daughter of Daksha. Daksha and Shiva did not get along, and consequently Daksha invited Shiva for one of the great sacrifices he conducted. However, Sati went to attend that function in spite of Shiva's protest. Daksha insulted her husband and she jumped into the fire to end her life. Sati incarnated as Parvati, the daughter of Himavat, king of the mountains, and his wife Apsara Mena. As a result of the boon, they were given Adi Parashakti, unmanifested form of Lalita Tripura Sundari or Nirguna Brahman. Naturally, Parvati sought and received Shiva as her husband. Let me now bring you this beautiful song, which is the Kanaka Shaila Viharini, the goddess with the body and the stature of made of gold, and that is Kanaka Shaila Viharini, and this is presented by a beautiful voice of Srimati M.S. Subbalakshmi.
Shaila Viharini.
That was a beautiful rendition of Kamakshi Devi as Kanaka Shaila Viharini. The goddess Kamakshi in Kanchipuram sits in a posture in a temple which is the Panchaloha Vigraha of Padmasana posture. The Padmasana posture is said to resemble a lotus. In the yogic practice, it resembles the form that she is in meditation. The goddess holds a sugarcane bough and upper left arm and lotus parrot in her right upper arm. Goddess is also a divine chakras called the Pasa and the Ankusha in her arms. Goddess has Chandra Pirai, the moon, the shape of a moon-like structure in her forehead, and goddess Kamakshi is in the middle of the temple premises. And the history reveals goddess Kamakshi was praying under a mango tree with a Shivalingam made of sand to worship and marry the great Lord Shiva. After a long duration of dedicated and devoted meditation to Lord Shiva, Shiva appeared before her and married the goddess Kamakshi, a divine form of Parvati. There are traditional Parvati and Sakshi shrines in Shiva, but this one is the most revered and venerated by the Shankaracharyas of Kanchipuram, and goddess Kamakshi is one of the most beautiful and the Shakti Pita where the Tripura Sundari appears as goddess Kamakshi. And here, the Navaratri celebration at Sri Meenakshi Temple will be from October 13th to 22nd. Meenakshi Temple has established the tradition of Navaratri, which includes both religious rituals and cultural events attractive to every visitor. During the night, the mother goddess is worshipped as Saraswati, the deity of learning and arts, Lakshmi, the goddess of earth, of wealth, and Durga, embodiment of courage and power in the Hindu scriptures. Navaratri is the temple provides an exclusive occasion to express love and respect to the goddess. The spectacular display of Golu, classical music and dance programs every evening, the unique Navavarna Puja with Sri Vidya Upasana, Suvasini Puja displays a diorama based on Puranic stories and Aksharabhyasam on special occasions during this time. On every day, there will be Sahasranama Archana. We want you to participate in it and also be part of this beautiful Navaratri celebrations happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Let me now bring you
नमोस्तु देव्यै भृगुनन्दनायै नमोस्तु देव्यै भृगुनन्दनायै नमोस्तु विष्णोरुरसिस्थितायै नमोस्तु देव्यै भृगुनन्दनायै नमोस्तु विष्णोरुरसिस्थितायै नमोस्तु लक्ष्म्यै कमलालयायै नमोस्तु लक्ष्म्यै कमलालयायै नमोस्तु दामोदरवल्लभायै नमोस्तु लक्ष्म्यै कमलालयायै नमोस्तु दामोदर
एंड वी आर वेरी प्लीज्ड टू अनाउंस दैट श्री मीनाक्षी टेंपल विल बी सेलिब्रेटिंग महाकुंभाभिषेकम on November 22nd, Sunday, to November 29th. Sunday, November 29th at 9:30 a.m. Devi will be celebrating the Mahakumbhabhishekam with the opening of the Lakshmi Padmavati Nutana Alaya, Nutana Vimanam Mahakumbhabhishekam, happening that day in a grand manner. We'll be doing the Jino Dharna Ashtabhandana Padmavati Nutana Alaya, Nutana Vimana Mahakumbhabhishekam, details of which we will be periodically announcing in our radio program. For sponsorship, you can view the MKT 2015 sponsorship form. You can also sponsor the puja and the festivities happening at that temple on that day. And we invite you to join us. Mark your calendar. This will be the Thanksgiving weekend. And we invite you to join us for the beautiful Kumbhabhishekam of the Goddess Lakshmi Temple at Sri Meenakshi Temple. And we invite you for the same. And we will be joining you again at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday, bringing you this segment presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. But now, here is yet another song in praise of Goddess Kamakshi of Kanchipuram that I talked to you earlier about. Have a wonderful day with the blessings of Goddess Mahalakshmi and Kamakshi and Devi Visalakshi, the presiding deities of Navratri. And we will be back next Sunday, as I told you, and have a blissful week with the blessings of God.